UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the gap in social and economic inequalities is widening in many countries, both rich and poor. He said large disparities remain in access to health and education services between the richest and the poorest households.
Vulnerable populations have lower levels of education, lack skills and abilities that can allow them to compete. They have lower employment rates, earn less, and are less healthy. Poor women are at great risk of dying during childbirth. Poor children are less likely to get the quality education that will enable them in turn to escape poverty. Social and economic inequalities between rural and urban areas are also worsening. These inequalities are a reproach to the promise of the United Nations Charter.
Vuk Jeremic, President of the United Nations General Assembly, echoed the Secretary General's sentiment, saying that the strive for social justice, together with the aspiration to mitigate inequality, have been a universal quest for millennia, inscribed in the holy books of humanity's great fates.
In the Bible, it is written that, "I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, for God shows no partiality." A basic teaching of Islam describes all people to be equal as the teeth of a comb. And in the Buddhist Lada Sutra, we are told that all men and women, without discrimination, have in them the same potential to achieve full awakening. Manifestly, the struggle against inequality has been present throughout centuries. But I believe that it has become the great imperative of our age.
Ban Ki-moon says social justice is a key driver for a peaceful, sustainable world for all humankind, adding that if inequalities continue to widen, development may not be sustainable. Transformative change to reducing inequality for all, he stresses, is needed.
We need solutions to the economic and financial crisis that will benefit all. An inclusive approach to sustainable development, greater efforts to eradicate extreme poverty and hunger, more investment in health, education, and decent jobs, especially for young people. We will need to create some 470 million new jobs between 2015 and 2030. We must also give a greater attention to empowering women in the home, the marketplace, and the corridors of power. Gender inequality is a major driver of poverty.
Vuk Jeremic, for his part, says the world must come together in common cause and unity of purpose to serve the interest of all by tending to the needs of the increasing many that have been left behind. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.